In May, the McCain campaign nearly matched Obama's $21.9 million. That makes it McCain's best fundraising month to date. I spoke earlier with Jonathan Martin from Politico.com. He covers the McCain campaign.
You know, McCain spent a lot of time on the road, a lot of time raising cash, a lot of events all over the country. That's sort of been his chief focus, and Obama did not do as much in May. That's changing. Obama is doing a lot more fundraising right now.
Where is McCain getting his money?
His money is primarily coming in the traditional way, which is you fly all over the country to large and middle-sized cities, and you have receptions, breakfast, lunch, dinner, what have you, with wealthy folks, and you raise large chunks of money from them. Now, that said, McCain's got a large and loyal donor base out there that gives via the mail and via the internet. It's not all just your sort of stereotypical rich donor set. McCain's got some just everyday folks who give him checks for, you know, $25. But McCain is lagging. There's no question about it when it comes to raising money online compared to Obama. Now, that said, McCain, after the convention in September, is going to get an infusion of $84 million that he can spend on the general election. That's public financing, and that's exactly the money that Obama declined to take last week.
Mm-hmm. What about tapping into President Bush's fundraising base? You know, he was very successful at getting lots and lots of donations and having these, these pioneers on that.
McCain's made some progress on that, but some of them are just burnt out. Not all of them are coming on board. A great example that some of your listeners will probably have heard of, T. Boone Pickens, who is
the oil guy.
Oil man in Texas, was a big contributor in 2004, not just to the president, but to the SWPA Veterans for Truth, the famous organization that really helped to undermine John Kerry's public image. Pickens is really taking a low profile of this campaign, and he's sort of symbolic of a wealthy set of Republicans, pro-Bush Republicans, who are not as engaged this time around.
Before the conventions, before he has to take this public financing and limit himself, is there a goal as to how much money he's going to raise or wants to raise and spend?
Yeah, I mean, I think McCain will want to have about $50 million in the bank, and he's got, I think, about 21 right now in the bank.
Do you travel with John McCain on the trail? Are you out there with him?
I do. Not every day like some of the hardier colleagues of mine, but I do travel with him during the primary quite a bit, but not as much now. And that's in part, again, because his chief focus right now is less public events, it's less retail politics than it is raising money. And, you know, there's not a lot of news when you're just behind closed doors sort of raising cash.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, so how much time do they spend campaigning versus raising money?
That is his primary focus, is to really bank as much as he can going into the convention and getting that public check. So, of course, he does a public event almost every day, usually every day, press conference or a town hall meeting or a speech or what have you. But, you know, his days are really centered around where in America is he raising money. And, you know, last week he was in places ranging from Missouri to Minnesota to Chicago to Texas. So that is really how he is focused right now, is on the traditional means of raising cash.
Jonathan Martin from Politico.com. Thanks.
Thank you.